You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Hi, how are you, Lily?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm really good.
Oh, that's good. I've dragged you in here actually to talk about whales.
Great.
You may be wondering why, and you know, that's fair enough too, but it's because I want to talk about this research I found out about yesterday. Before I launch into this though, what do you think of whales?
Well, I think whales are spectacular.
What do you think of whales? Do you like whales? Are you pro whales?
I'm pro whales.
I'm pro whales too.
That's really good.
Okay.
I think everyone should be pro whales.
They're kind of a good like flagship species for the ocean, you know? People love whales. They're quite cute too.
Anyways. They're quite sweet. I mean, I'd like to swim with a whale, but I don't know if that will ever happen.
I'd be a bit scared.
I think that I would enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Be one with the ocean. Okay. The mother of the ocean.
What if I told you that whales could be a huge carbon sink and may help with climate change?
Wow.
Do you believe me?
No, but I do. No, I do believe you.
No, you do or yes?
I do.
You don't.
I want to. That's a great fact, so I want to believe you.
Okay, well, believe me because it's true.
Wow.
So some research came out from the University of Maine in the US by a guy called Andrew Pershing and his colleagues, and they found that pre-industrial whale and large fish populations like tuna, swordfish, etc., stored about 9 million, just get your head around that for a second, 9 million more tons of carbon than today's populations.
Wow.
That's like...
That's crazy.
That's 1,100,000 hectares of forest more than
wow.
today.
Wow.
Like if we were to put that into forest terms.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty nuts, eh? Yeah. It's a lot of carbon.
Yeah.
So that was pre-whale. Pre-whaling. Yeah. Pre-industrial.
Wow.
But obviously we did whale. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally remember it because I wasn't there, but you know. There were whales, lots of whales dying.
Mm-hmm.
Huge numbers of populations fell. I think blue whales fell by 99%.
99%?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And just think about how big a blue whale is.
That's
huge. Knocked out 99% of the population.
That's so crazy.
I mean, I feel like also it's a hard thing to do to knock out that many big whales. But anyway, so why is it important that they are carbon sinks? That is a very good thought that I saw going through mine just then.
Yes.
Whales are really efficient at storing Whales are really efficient at storing carbon, and it's because they're huge. And it sort of seems counterintuitive that whales would be better at storing carbon than, say, penguins in their body. But because they're so huge, they are really efficient when they eat. Like baleen whales, for example, eat plankton. And you're like, how does these giant humpback whales eating plankton survive? You know, it seems like they need a lot of energy, but they're just really, really efficient at how they use it. So more is stored in their bodies just because of their size, but also because how efficient they are than, say, like a 5 kg penguin, for example, on the same amount of food. Which is kind of weird and seems counterintuitive, but it's the truth. So in terms of carbon storage, they're like exceptionally good at that, other than being cute. Okay, so let's scale this up a little bit. We know whales are really good stores of carbon. So what? That's cool. Lots of other things are also great stores of carbon. But think about what happens when a whale dies. Like, where does it go?
Yeah. That's a really scary, like, creepy... Not creepy, but it's like a scary thing to think about.
But like, where does it go? Like, what happens when a whale dies?
I don't know. It just sinks.
Yeah. So where does it sink to?
Bottom of the ocean.
Exactly.
That's what scares me, though. The bottom of the ocean scares me.
It's a little bit freaky.
Yeah. It's like, where's the bottle of the ocean?
The bottle?
Where's the bottle of the ocean? That should be a new song.
Bottle of the ocean.
The bottle of the ocean.
Yeah, so the bottom of the ocean is a deep, dark place. But when a whale dies, they just sink. They don't float. They just fall into the bottom of the ocean and things eat it. And it's an important nutrient.
Kind of goes back into the down water.
Yeah, but it takes all of the carbon that it's stored through its lifetime with it. Right. So it's taking all of that carbon, all of the nutrients, and putting it in the deep ocean. The great thing about the deep ocean is that it stores carbon on the kind of hundreds to thousands to 10,000 year timescale. So it's not going to come back out into the cycle or into the atmosphere anytime soon. So it's a really good place to try and put carbon where you can, right?
Yeah.
And a good way to do that is through whales. Yeah. Because they have this natural kind of affinity with dying and sinking, it seems.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So why is that relevant today, and why is that important in the grand scheme of things, right?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. We've lost a whole lot of carbon sinks because we've reduced our whale populations through whaling. Unintentionally, this has had effects on how capable the ocean is in storing carbon and dealing with atmospheric carbon, which means that this could be a good potential way to mitigate climate change. Obviously, it's kind of hard to help breed whales. We can't really breed them in captivity, and those things aren't really a solution. But by protecting them, we can start to utilize that carbon sinking ability that they have just naturally in their ecosystem. So island nations like Tonga or Samoa, who already have a close relationship with whales, it's part of their tourism and it's a big basis of their culture and spirituality. They don't have a lot of area to grow forest to sink carbon, do they?
Yeah.
Like, they're just little island nations, right? Well, whales can be like the trees of the ocean. They can be the place that all of this carbon is getting sequestered and stored into the deep ocean where it needs to be.
Ah.
So, you know, just some food for thought on whales. Whales could end up not saving the world. That might be a bit of a close call. But
you know, adding to it.
Yeah.
Adding to saving the world.
Be part of the problem. Yeah. Not be part of the solution, not the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a newfound appreciation for whales?
Yeah, I do. I want to go and still swim with a whale.
A humpback whale?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
And just give it like a hug. Just to say thanks for maybe one day saving the world.
Thanks for storing carbon.
We hug trees, don't we?
Hey, this is true. Hug a whale, hug a tree.
They should go hand in hand. You're going to go hug a tree today? Go hug a whale.
It might be
a little harder, but you know.
This is live from the Green Desk here. Hug a whale.
Hug a whale. And hug a tree.
That was the Green Desk. Thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.